Okay, Tuesday night, Chavis Halvavis, Gimel Amdabez, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, page Kuf Pehe. So he's talking about how do you strike this balance between doing things for the wrong reasons and not doing them lishma, and doing them because you want people to praise you or honor you, and the Yetzer are telling you to run away from any vestige of it and do things at home because he knows you'll never do it, and don't daven slowly and don't do this and don't do that because you don't want people to praise you. So he says, how do you strike that balance? He says, first of all, if something that by nature is to be done publicly, like davening, you have to daven betzibur, or doing chesed, or teaching Torah, something that by nature is done in public, so it doesn't make sense to not do it and do the wrong thing by not doing it because of a fear that you'll do it the wrong way. It doesn't make sense because you have to do it. So you have to do it, and you have to just try your best not to do it for the wrong reason, not to do it because they're praising you, but to do it because it's the will of Hashem. He says if people do end up honoring you and praising you, it won't have that, it won't be harmful if you didn't mean to do it for that reason. Kvar Amru, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Pei Hei. Kvar Amru, if you did something good, v'yodu b'nei yodam, and people know about it, and v'rotzisa lamud al tor kavanos chabo, and you want to give yourself like a litmus test, you want to test yourself out to see if your motives were good or poor. B'chan ezos ba'atzmecho b'shnei ponim. Here's two tests to ask yourself, these two questions. Just look in the mirror and ask yourself these two questions. Number one is, examine your motives for doing it. Taka, what was your motive? Was your motive to do the will of Hashem? Or was your motive to get honor? And who you're looking to give you schar? If it's Hashem should give you schar olam haba, then you're okay, relatively speaking. But if you say, if you think about it, you say, oh, I wanted that person to see and I wanted the following benefit to myself, that's not good. So that's question number one. You have to ask yourself, what were you, in terms of reward, what were you expecting, a payback? From whom? From what? What were you expecting the payback from? And if the answer is from people, then you got a problem, Falcon. And the second question is to ask yourself, he's assuming you have a koach to be introspective. If you don't have a koach to be introspective, you can't start off. But the Chavis Halavos assumes that throughout the Sefer, that a person could be introspective. And that's the question he asks. So question number one is, what schar was I looking for? What was I looking for in terms of payback? So you have a specific question, it's easier to answer it. What was I expecting because I did this good deed? What was I expecting to happen to me? Therefore, I did this great thing, and therefore what? So if you're admired among people, I expected the Ashikayev, I expected honor, praise, we honored dinner, I expected someone to write a shidduch to my daughter, like all the good things, then that's not good. And the second question you ask yourself is, how would I have done this action if it would have been done privately and no one would have seen me? Well, if an Asheni, three lines from the bottom, you should ask yourself, if you were alone, would you have done it with the same, would you have done this also? Despite any nisyonos, with the same brand, with the same anything. Whenever you do something publicly, so if you should want to test yourself out, make sure you can answer these two questions. One, what was I expecting as payback? And two, how would I have done this if it would have been in the privacy of my own home?
But even for the first question, what was I expecting? A number of chapters back addressed that you shouldn't be expecting Hashem to give you a schar because you're already in debt.
You're right. But here he's looking at the person that's doing it for Hashem's sake, even if it's for schar, he's looking at that guy as the head of the game. Like, that guy's already the good guy. You're right. As you purify yourself more and more, ultimately you should not even do it for the schar that Hashem gives you. But that's still miles ahead of doing it because you expect honor from people. At least in that case, you're serving Hashem, even though you're doing it as a self-serving thing also. But right now, he just wants to take away the worst of the two evils and get rid of that. So since most of us end up doing something, even when we think we're being the biggest tzaddikim in the world, mamish, we also have Olam Haba in mind. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with anticipating Olam Haba as long as, like, you don't, as long as it's not the only reason you did it, meaning if not for that, you wouldn't have done it at all. In other words, I'm aware that if I do the will of Hashem, I'm going to be in Olam Haba. And that's also Hashem's will. So you only have to cut that out as a purpose in terms of what I have done it ultimately, ideally. It could take like 80 years to work yourself up to this, but ideally you do it not for the schar, but you do it only because it's Hashem's will. Right? But the truth is, but the schar is there, I mean, Hashem is going to give you Olam Haba. And you're aware of it, it's just it's not a motivating factor. So here he doesn't necessarily have to mean a motivating factor. He just means, do you anticipate getting Olam Haba, or do you anticipate people giving you honor? What was your motivator? You know, which, people or Hashem?
What about appreciation? Is there always to expect appreciation? Not honor, just, you know, some of the market told me this man is in
the market. First of all, I don't, the word's wrong, you know, we're talking. Yeah.
Just that.
Yes. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong on the other person if he doesn't express it and show it. Now, the only time a person should... Yeah. The only time a person should expect appreciation, not real, but if we're being mechanech our children, so we should demand from our children that they show appreciation, but that's only not because I really need it, but because I'm trying to be mechanech them to teach them what to do. So, but not really. You know, you're not really supposed to expect appreciation. I have a cute story. Okay, I can't tell the story. It's too. But you have to play. It's a little strange, but it's not so strange. The person who is the recipient of the favor has to express appreciation, and Akaris HaTov, and if he doesn't, Allah speaks about him in the basest of terms, right? He's not a person, he's not a mensch. Akaris HaTov is a very basic function of a human being, and what's the matter with you? But the other person, there's something wrong with him if he demands it. He demands Akaris HaTov and asks for it, demands it. And it's flawed, yeah. That's the problem. I mean, most Shalom Bayis problems are because everybody wants appreciation. Most what? No, then you never dealt with. Then you never dealt with. Women don't want appreciation many times. It's the wrong word. They don't necessarily want that karas atol. They deserve it, but they don't necessarily want karas atol. They want, you know, the word appreciation means two things in the English language. Say I appreciate a fine painting doesn't necessarily mean that I'm makir tov to the painting. It means I'm aware of its true worth. I appreciate a good painting means I have an eye for art and I appreciate it, meaning I don't just think it's something, you know, someone else will say, my fourth grader draws, you go to the Louvre and you see paintings and you say, ah, my fourth grader can do just as good. So it means you don't have no appreciation for fine art. But that's a different, it's a more sophisticated, it's kashur, but it's a more sophisticated use of the term. Doesn't mean hakaras hatov. It means a deeper understanding, being able to see the whole picture, having a sophisticated understanding of what they are. Many times, you're talking about women, in my experience, I think most of the time, even, they really don't need the hakaras, the appreciation, which means hakaras hatov. They're not demanding the thank you. What they really want to feel is that their efforts are appreciated, the more sophisticated use of the word of appreciated. That they want to feel, you know, let's say they spent 3 hours making you the cake that you like for supper. They made face. So
recognition of value.
Yeah, recognition of value. They don't need to thank you, but they don't want to feel like, oh, my fourth grader could have painted that painting too. Because then they feel cheap. Then they just feel like, then they feel cheap. They don't want to feel cheap.
Keep tab of it.
What?
You mean keep tab of all these things that they do. You don't say it. You don't say it already. When you have to get most of the time, they'll tell you everything verbatim.
Yeah, I mean, don't mix in other things with it.
We're saying that that's...
I'm not talking about that.
I'm
talking about, he made a remark.
Right.
So I want to expect, I want to adjust that remark. Now what we're talking about is that it's wrong to expect a thank you, even if the other person should give it, but that I should demand it is wrong. I should do something because it's the right thing to do, and I shouldn't demand a thank you. But, and I gave one exception, is when you be mechanech your children. Now I'm addressing your point. In my experience, most of the time, when a wife wants appreciation, it's not that she wants a thank you. She doesn't want a hakaras hatov. That's not what her need is. Her need is not to feel like a maid, not to feel like cheap help, not to feel like taken for granted. That's how? By saying thank you, but it's not. I'm addressing your point. They are not demanding, they don't need a thank you. You don't, even if you wouldn't say thank you, but you would say, I'm aware that this took you 2 hours to do. And I appreciate that. Not even a thank you. Appreciate it the way you appreciate a good painting. Right? Someone, right? Anything. You look at the Ron Kodesh. You don't appreciate how much workmanship went into it, right? Look at everything in the world is like that. I give a chavis on love this year, right? So do I prepare for it? Nah. What does he do? He reads the chavis on love and he translates it. So I also know Hebrew. I don't need him to translate it. What is he doing, right? So I don't need your thank you, right? But I do want you. But like, if you cheapen the shear, you're making it cheap. You're saying, what are we doing? We're sitting here with a Google translation, and we're reading all of us in English, and, you know, say, oh, no. We're reading between the lines, we're going into it in depth. That's a different word appreciation. Right.
It's saying this is the difference. It's not thank you, but it's saying this is a great cake. If you say that, she feels appreciated.
Yeah. Or you don't even have to say it's a great cake. You say this is a cake that I'm aware that it took you 2 hours to make, and you had to like ask someone for the recipe, and you had to go out and buy the recipe. So, like, it's not stump you batted out a cake.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me a
you can thank Hashem. Like I say, very, very, very few people, maybe 1 out of 100 people, appreciate an Art Scroll Gemara. I'm not talking about thank you. I'm talking about you can't imagine how much work goes into an Amud of Gemara. You can't imagine. You think someone sits and translated it. It's a tremendous, tremendous avoda to produce one omen of Gemara. So you don't want to, you want someone to, you don't want to thank you, but you want appreciation in terms of, like you say, to value what it is. You shouldn't think it's just, yeah, Google translation could have done the same thing.
Those of us who grew up before the Art School of Gemara understand what the, you know, the translations that existed prior to Art School. We understand that those were also translations, and obviously there's a world of difference.
Yeah, but you still don't appreciate what went into it. It's not possible to. That's why there's no resentment, because it's not possible to know. Many times a Magid Shir, let's say, of a probably 7th and 8th and 9th grade Rebbe, right? Takes a lot of work for them to prepare a Shir. And it's not appreciated by anyone, because it's on a, you know, it's presented in a package which is very plain and simple. But the truth is, to reach, if he's a good Rebbe, to reach that simplicity, he had to prepare for hours and hours and hours to prepare that simplicity, right? So that's unappreciated. It's not the thank you that's missing, it's the cheapening of the work, okay? Okay. Getting back to the other meaning of appreciation, and a chalami, it's flawed, F-L-A-W-E-D. If someone needs appreciation, this is where Shalom Bayis breaks down, that you want appreciation. I have this great story, and I just have to think how to tell it without. I can't.